What time it is? We can let down our hair. The moon is high, and we are lunatics now. It's deep in the safe harbor. It's dark 30. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and now is the time you should turn off the radio if you don't want to potentially hear some outrageous material, because this is when we kick back down a shot of hard liquor and try to have some fun. And I'm your creepy guide across the river Styx.
Abandon all hope.
Daddy gonna give you something to drink now. That's right, I'm here in Puerto Rico at the Bermuda Triangle Research Center, joined by producer Sam the Animal Steele in Asheville, North Carolina, at our flagship station, along with investigator Shelley Wright of Wright's Coin Shop. Shelley, we've been talking a lot about coins on this program tonight. Gold, silver, nickels. What are people buying these days at Wright's Coin Shop?
Not nickels, unless they're collector nickels. But that's another story. Now, everybody is buying a little bit of everything. We're having a hard time keeping silver in. We finally have some gold bullion in. We have a really nice selection of collector gold. So it's definitely a good time to come in. It's always a good time to come in. It's a happy place.
And this is also the perfect time to buy gold and silver because it's still low enough so that we can sense there is going to be another big burst in value. And it's weird how many people wait till it's up to buy when they're supposed to buy now and then sell it when it's up, right?
Exactly. Exactly. But they always do the opposite.
Mm-hmm. And so when people go into Wright's Coin Shop, if they just walk in there and they've just got 20, 30 bucks, you can work with them, can't you?
Definitely, definitely. And try and make it a something that you do, you know, pretty often. You know, just make it a habit and just stick it back. Don't worry about what the market's doing. Just put it back. Forget about it. Because that's going to be your little nest egg, or it's going to help you out if you get in a jam and you really need money. So, yeah. And if at some point you decide, you know, I think I would rather have gold instead of silver, well, then we can take your silver and we can trade it towards gold. We can do horse trading. We're good at that.
Yeah, we always tell people that, you know, when we do these promos on Speaking of Strange for Wright's Coin Shop, we're not talking to the people who have been to Wright's Coin Shop before. Those people already understand how valuable this is. We're really talking to people who have never even experimented at all, who have never realized that they can turn their money into more money and do that by creating something tangible that has intrinsic value. And if somebody has never been to Wright's Coin Shop before, how can they get in touch with you guys?
They can call us up at 828-298-5402. Talk to any of us. We are happy to share our expertise. And they can come and see us at 1271 Sweeten Creek Road in Asheville.
So if you go to speakingofstrange.com, there's a link to Wright's Coin Shop, and you'll find a map and more information, even a photograph of Miss Shelley Wright. And, you know, Wright's Coin Shop is a family-owned business. They've been in business over 40 years. And wherever you may be, you know, if you're lucky enough to be in the Asheville area, fine. Go to 1271 Sweeten Creek Road. But regardless, wherever you are, call them at 828-298-5402. Write that down, 828-298-5402. You're not going to call and talk to some salesperson who's working on commission No, you're going to talk to Shelley Wright or somebody there in her staff that is actually going to listen to what you're interested in and help you and not put some kind of crazy pressure on you, not try to hard sell you on something. Isn't that right, Shelley?
That is correct. And that person that had all of those nickels, that was somebody working on commission that talked them into it. A lot of people get talked into things by people working on commissions, and they don't care if you make any money. They're never going to talk to you again, probably. But we're not like that. We want you to make money. We want you to be happy. We point out several different things that you can do so that if, say, we are out of this particular thing that you normally get, you know, be flexible so that, you know, you can still take advantage of the low market right now. You can still stay within that framework, but, you know, get something a little different. Just, you know, listen to us.
All right, Shelley Wright, let's switch gears a little bit. Shelley, have you ever been tied up, bald and gagged, and endured sweet, painful love?
No.
Never?
Nope.
I have, as of last night.
Yeah, Sam is the person to ask about this.
I had a feeling, Sam, that you have you endured sweet, painful love, or are you Master Omega, who is the deliverer of this?
It depends. You got the money, honey. I got the time.
Mm-hmm. So Shelley, you've never ended up in a dungeon, in a sex dungeon somewhere.
Nope.
In that case, explain to me, why is it that women are so into this 50 Shades of Grey thing?
I have no idea. I don't know.
I'm going to take a wager, and I'm going to take a little stab at this, and I think it's because as I get older, I'm learning that the ladies are just as pretty much as dirty as we are.
Oh, yeah. I do not dispute this.
However, they like to have, like, culpability, plausible deniability. They don't want to seem like they're as filthy as we are. So this is like some pretty hardcore stuff, you know, or for some folks, but wrapped in a more, you know, sensible, okay package. It's like, oh, this is okay. They sell it at Target or whatever. I think a lot of these ladies have, you know, want this. They want to have this out, this expression of their inner filth.
Maybe if they're used to being the one making the decisions all the time, you know, of just being the responsible one, sometimes maybe they like to put the shoe on the other foot.
Yeah. Shelley, have you read the book or seen the movie?
No, I've heard that they're both dreadful.
Really?
I have not. Mm-mm.
Hmm. Well, okay, let me just explain how much of an impact this is having right now in the commercial world. Here's a story from Tampa, Florida. A Florida mall had to change its policies after hundreds of teenagers stormed the movie theater because they wanted to see 50 Shades of Grey. They say this mob may have contained as many as 900 youths attempting to swarm the mall. They think around 200 of them managed to get into the theater. Now, mind you, this is an R-rated movie, so you're supposed to be 17 years old unless you have an adult accompanying you. And they say there even were initially reports of gunfire when this happened, but they think that was probably created by some fireworks in the parking lot. One of the mall officials, actually this is one of the police officials, said, quote, "They were not smashing windows. They weren't crashing in to steal anything. They were just trying to get in to see this free movie." So let's see here. One chaotic scene caused multiple people to call 911. Quote, "I think they've locked the doors," one caller said. "I can't figure our way out. Teenagers have run over the movie theater. They might be taking hostages. We hear people screaming," end quote. So this was just an insane scene. Police said there was not only total insanity, but they think this had been organized originally as a flash mob using social media to take over the movie theater, and that's where it just got out of hand.
You know, this just goes to show, like, how, and maybe I'm just a little bit not prudish, but it seems like we're very prudish in this country. This is on Variety.com. The French National Film Board has given 50 Shades of Grey a PG-12 rating. where it was 50 Shades of Grey judged more strictly in the UK, where it was given an 18 for unusual behavior, graphic nudity. In France, however, teenagers will get to see the movie, which features numerous sex scenes. They basically said that in France, that 50 Shades of Grey was nothing more than a romance.
Mm.
See? And they're like, yeah, so what? We're French. That's nothing.
It is incredible how different the cultural standards are, especially between here and Europe, when it comes to that kind of content. No doubt about it. And, you know, Sam, it's interesting that you mention how that some of this stuff gets packaged into a commercially acceptable form, because here's this story about Dr. Seuss, and it says here, headline, Dr. Seuss's forgotten adult book of female nudes is finally going to be released. It says here there is a lot of renewed interest in Dr. Seuss because he has this new book about to come out, at, quote, in 1939. His real name is Theodore Seuss Geisel. It says, when Geisel left Vanguard for Random House, he had one condition for his new publisher, that he would that he could be able to do an adult book, end quote. The result was a book based on the 11th century legend of Lady Godiva, who rode naked through Coventry, England, in protest of her husband's refusal to lower the town folks' tax burden. It says here, history has treated no name so shabbily as it has the name Godiva. That was written by Dr. Seuss in the foreword for The Seven Lady Godivas, The True Facts Concerning History's Barest Family. And he is saying that this was a beautiful story of love, honor, and scientific achievement. So it appears that he tried to draw the, quote, sexiest babes he could, end quote. The book, they say, is exactly what you would expect it to be if you mixed weird Seuss rhyme art and a hint of soft porn. It was simply a book before its time, and they now expect it to sell millions of copies, and they think it will be lovingly embraced by today's standards. So, if he's drawing naked women the way that he drew everything else, I don't know how enticing and seductive these ladies are going to be, but even Dr. Seuss was a real man. And when we come back from this break, I'll tell you an update about this co-ed who was fined for masturbating in a library at the Oregon State University. Well, turns out for her, this has been a get-rich-quick. I'm Joshua P. Warren. This is the Dark 30 Hour, brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop. You're listening to Speaking of Strange.
And it starts sometime around midnight, or at least that's when you lose yourself for a minute or two.
Sitting on porches, thinking how things used to be. Dark night, it's a dark night. Stranger.
the Dark 30 Hour on Speaking of Strange. I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren. This is the hour of the show when you should tune out. If there are kids around or if you are easily offended, this is when we talk about some of the more outrageous, controversial, often sordid, and seedy material. So, you don't hear so much about this stuff in the mainstream news, and you can just tune out if you don't want to hear about it now. Tonight's program is brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop. If you go to speakingofstrange.com, you'll find a link to Wright's, as well as a link to the Sunshine Simple Solar Generator for the home. I'm talking about a generator that needs no fuel. You just put the panels out there in the sun, and you'll be amazed at how quickly this thing charges and can get you through a rough patch when your electricity's down, or you might use it every single day just to save money on your electrical bill. All that and more at speakingofstrange.com. So you might recall me having read a story not too long ago about a co-ed at the Oregon State University who got into trouble because she filmed herself masturbating in the library. Says things have been, well, touchy for her since then, but she now believes that the scandal surrounding her solo sex scene was worth it. She just got a great deal. She said a couple of times, I had a breakdown. I was upset about my roommate leaving me, but now I'm going to have a happy ending. No pun intended, end quote. She's doing a 4-page photo spread with Penthouse Magazine being shot in San Francisco, and she is partnering with the magazine's parent company to create a website. I'm not going to give that address out here, but I'm sure you can find it easily. It's a website devoted strictly to her own cam shows. And they say this came with a large check, possibly a six-figure check. So now she says the challenge is to make a career as a full-time masturbator, and it's daunting. Says I have to take it more seriously. Now I want to build a following. I have to do this more regularly. And then she goes on to say she finds ways of sticking out in the crowd. She says, quote, I blow bubbles. One guy sends me huge packs of gum so he can watch me blow bubbles on camera. I think it's sexy and cute, end quote. Sam, where is she blowing these bubbles from? Do we know that?
I think... You know, different cultures, Josh, are more into blowing bubbles in different ways.
Yes.
Being she's an American, I'm assuming just in a pretty, white bread kind of way. Probably just blowing bubbles.
Okay. We're kind of anthropologists for the listenership, I suppose.
You know, I just want to turn my knowledge, I just want to help folks with my knowledge and pass it on. I've done a lot of research.
We're not trying to inspire... women out there to become professional masturbators, but six figures.
I should be a multimillionaire by now.
Next story from Orlando, Florida. Headline: Naked woman stops traffic to masturbate in front of a car.
Did we not do this story a couple weeks ago?
Was this
in Florida? I remember it was a very, it's Florida. It could be many different instances.
Yeah.
I think probably so commonplace now. It's not even like a crime down there.
Yeah. Honestly, I think this is a new story. It's so similar. She stopped traffic to masturbate in front of a couple's car, climbed up on the hood, gave them a close-up view. I mean, this could just be a copycat.
It could just be Tuesday in Florida.
She was hauled off to jail. Next story here. A pair of strangers became exhibitionists in California and got slapped with misdemeanor charges after they were allegedly caught having sex in broad daylight in the courtyard of a mall. They say actually caught... isn't quite the right word. From the video taken by witnesses, they weren't trying to do it on the sly when they started making out in front of a dress shop. Says they were rolling around on the ground. It was quite obvious. They were in a full view of a large group of people, including teens who were dress shopping for prom. Well, maybe they learned a thing or two. Says here, a lady who watched the incident unfold as she filmed it told the station the couple fooled around for 15 minutes before the man convinced the woman to start taking her clothes off, and then he got naked, and she says, next thing you know, their legs were up in the air, and says, we were so shocked, our mouths were just open, end quote.
Agape.
That's what she should have said. the cops showed up, separated the pair, but they were so in love, it says they even cuddled up while police were giving them tickets. The man was 20 and the woman was 38, and they had just met on the trolley and didn't even know each other's names.
Nice.
And this had been a spur-of-the-moment kind of thing. I don't know if you realize this, Sam, but more often than not, when I read these kinds of stories about men and women doing this sort of thing in public, the woman is always at least 15 years older than the man.
Well, you are a student of the human condition.
Yeah.
You know that at 38, a woman is hitting her prime time.
That's what they say.
I can attest to this.
Well, please do attest
no,
to this.
No, thank you, but I'm just saying. Like, well, what do they say? In God's cruel joke, he makes men, you know, like, hit that level, like, when they're, you know, 16, 17, and women hit it when they're 38, and that's just one of the cruel things of life, I suppose.
Now, but you know, here I know you hear that, and I know that women do seem to be more comfortable when they have a little age on them, but biologically, I'm not sure if it makes a lot of sense, because you would think that women biologically would be more sexual when they are at an age when they are more apt to have children.
Well, why don't we just ask Shelley Wright if she's the only woman in here?
Shelley, explain.
What was the question again?
When does a woman hit her sexual peak?
I mean, older. Yeah.
It's in your late 30s, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think it just has to do with the fact that they're older. They know more what they want.
Yes.
And, you know,
that's why you find such a cougar culture. You know,
yeah.
Is it that, or is it some kind of speaking again biologically? Some biological desperation, like in their minds, something fires off, some chemicals are released, saying, "Hey, if you want to have babies, this is your last chance."
I mean, no, I don't think it's that. I think it's just that they're older. They know more what they want. They're more comfortable with themselves and with other people. I think that's
I mean,
that's
think about of some of, like, you know, like when you were younger, some of the encounters you may have had, and while they were probably good, you know, to your younger self, you look back now and you're like, oh, that was awful.
Mm.
And, like, look at some of the stuff that you might have as you're getting older, and you know, it's much more satisfying for both parties. You know, you can be more open. You're not as embarrassed about certain things. It's
exactly.
Like, look, this is me. You know, deal with it.
Yeah.
You are definitely not embarrassed. I wish that our listeners, Sam, could hear some of our off-air conversations.
And for only $5.99 per month, you can subscribe to the feed.
Yeah, I'm thinking that. Like, we could have a whole bonus section that you have to subscribe to, and it's just Sam the Animal Steel talking about your exploits.
Oh, yes. Mom would love that.
So funny that that's your little soft spot in your heart, Sam.
I'm Can't just a good mom. Little boy, am I not, Shelley?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's a good little boy.
All right, well, we're going to take come a on. Break. When we come back here, I have a story for you about why a man who is 20 years old was awarded $2.5 million, and it has to do with breasts. It's the Dark 30 Hour. I'm Joshua P. Warren. Tonight's show is brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop, and I'll explain when we come back right after this. Call this the Dark 30 Hour. That means, well, it's late at night, we're in safe harbor, and we're talking about stuff that is not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended, some of the more sordid and seedy stuff, so consider that your warning. Tune out if you don't want to hear this kind of thing, or if there is somebody around who doesn't need to hear this kind of thing, but mind you, you can always go to speakingofstrange.com, and you'll find a link to podcasts from this show going back for years. It's free. They're just MP3s. You don't have to sign up for anything. Just go and listen. Download them to your cell phone, to your tab, to whatever it is that you take with you, and enjoy them as you go about your day. I also want to make sure that you realize if you go to speakingofstrange.com, you'll not only find a link to Wright's Coin Shop, the sponsor of this program, but you'll also find a link to a guy who can help you out if you have any problems with your computers, our buddy Christopher over at Christopher's Computers. Again, I'm in Puerto Rico, and this show is being broadcast from Asheville, North Carolina, and it's being broadcast via a computer from Christopher's Computers. And Christopher is a personal friend of mine. He's a personal friend of Sam's. And if you have any problems, especially if you're in the Asheville area, they're on Merriman Avenue. He'll give you a straight-up, square, honest deal. He is good at what he does. I think he's the best at what he does. ChristophersComputers.com is also linked up there. Or you can call Christopher's Computers at 828-670-9800. Now, mind you, this is not just a person that we're promoting because, you know, he's some kind of sponsor who paid some money. No, this is a friend of ours, and he's really, really good at what he does. 828-670-9800. Getting back to the content for Dark 30, here's a story from Thorsby, Alabama. An Alabama man grew enormous breasts after taking an antipsychotic drug as a boy. So think about that. He's already got problems, and now he's got even bigger problems because he took this drug. And so he has now been awarded $2.5 million in damages. This is from a lawsuit against the Johnson & Johnson subsidiary that makes the pill. The man is now 20, and they say he was not adequately warned that he would grow, listen to this, 46 double D breasts is a side effect of using this drug, and it's not something that reverses and goes away. Now, that is, see, to me, that is the weirdest thing of all. I can understand somebody taking a drug who gets big breasts, but you think when they stop taking the drug, the breasts are going to shrink. Well, apparently, in his case, no. 46 double D breasts grew and then did not diminish. They say at the time he got this, it was not approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration for use in children. And so this was, I guess, a big mistake on many fronts here. So a company lawyer said the firm rejects that the FDA-approved label had properly warned the boy's family, but nonetheless, the quality of life was significantly improved while he was taking it, and that the trade-off should be acceptable. How about that?
What was the ailment that he was taking the drugs for again?
Antipsychotic drug.
Hmm.
So he was having some kind of mental problem, and so the company lawyer is saying, his mind got better.
He's got something to occupy his time and play with.
Glass is right. Half full, Sam.
Yeah.
Well done. You should be a lawyer, Sam. Next story. Okay, here's a story from Miami.
Ohio. Oh.
Gracious. Sometimes that happens.
Yeah.
An accidental cell phone call landed two Florida men in jail after their employer heard them discussing plans to steal and sell $8,000 in construction equipment. So this is a butt dialing story. A 39-year-old man and a 22-year-old man are in jail. Apparently, they were having a conversation about how they were going to treat these illegal plans. And in the meantime, one of the guys butt-dialed his boss from a phone in his back pocket and left the plans as a voicemail message. Yeah. It's funny because I can see so easily how this could happen. And it's another example of the world that we live in because, of course, I own the Haunted Asheville Ghost Tours. And one evening I was sitting at home watching TV and my phone rang. And I knew that there was a ghost tour that was taking place at that time and that a guide, I had trust in, was out there giving the tour. My phone rang, and it was from that guide, and I thought, oh, maybe something has gone wrong. So I answered it. No, was a butt dial. So I can hear the guide giving the tour. And I realized what a rare opportunity this was to listen in. So I did. I just sat there, and for about 20 minutes, I heard the spiel that the guide who was working on my behalf was giving to people. And he could have said anything, negative stuff about me or crazy stuff about Asheville, it didn't matter. And would have never had a clue how I would have gotten that information. Well, fortunately, we only work with great people, and he didn't say anything that was bad. But it made me realize at that point in time just how vulnerable every single one of us are who are running around with phones in our pockets, because you never know on what you're talking about, what you're texting, what you're doing, You never know how easily that can be picked up and monitored by anybody. Not only people who might be in the government who are listening in, but also just friends and family.
You know, so that you've had like a couple of text threads going on at the same time, where maybe you're texting three different people, and sometimes like the phone will shut off, and then when you go back on, it'll go back to like one, and you think you're texting another, and you hit that send button, and as soon as you hit it, you're like, oh no!
Oh,
and you're like, please, 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 please let it be. And you don't know. Maybe you're talking smack about one of them. You know, it's a difficult thing. You just got, so you got to really be careful. Ultimately, the answer to this problem is just, you know, don't text or say anything that you wouldn't want somebody to read.
You know? Yep.
Just be good. I heard a quote the other day, and I really like it. It says, always take the high road. There's less traffic.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Next story from Orlando.
Josh doesn't. He's like, yeah, whatever.
Moving on.
High road. Whatever.
I've heard of such a thing. Orlando! Florida. Holly Hill man was arrested after police say he shot his sister with a BB gun because she made him a penis-shaped birthday cake. It says he shot, well, he's a 21-year-old guy, shot his sister in the butt with a BB gun in retaliation. The man said he thought it would be funny to shoot her with the BB gun. Didn't intend to hurt her, but, you know, she was hurt.
Weak ass.
She was 18, and she said she did not want to pursue criminal charges because her brother has always been a pain in her ass, and that is why she made him a penis cake in the first place.
If you can't find joy in a phallic-shaped birthday cake, first of all, and if you can't take getting shot in the butt with it, it's stupid. It should get thrown out on all. We should not even be talking about this. I grew up with two sisters. You have a sister, a younger sister.
Yes,
you were
I
probably
do.
Somewhat mean to her, in a, you know.
I never shot her with a BB gun. I didn't do that.
I made my sister eat wet sand and told her it was green beans.
Oh, you're awful.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, I have, well, the final three stories of the night. They are disturbing, I assure you of that. And it, to me, it's one of those topics that just kind of makes you cringe. Well, two out of three are. And you'll see, Sam, how that, in an alternative universe, these stories could even affect dick shots like you and me. This is the Dark 30 Hour, brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop. I am Joshua P. Warren, and you are listening to Speaking of Strange.
Baking soda, I got baking soda. baking soda. I got baking soda. Whip it through the glass. I'm blowing money fast. I'm in love with the cocoa. I'm in love with the cocoa. I got it for the lolo. I'm in love with the cocoa.
And we are in the final minutes of tonight. Speaking of strange, the dark 30 hour. Brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop. I am Joshua P. Warren, and mind you, we call this the Dark 30 Hour because, well, we're talking about some of the more outrageous and controversial stuff, not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended. So tune out if you don't want to hear some of these last stories. I will also let you know that next week there is going to be a ball game. So we will not have a new show for you next Saturday, but as far as I know, the rest of the month, we will have new shows for you. To keep updated on all that kind of stuff, go to speakingofstrange.com and be sure to sign up for my free e-newsletter. First story, well, it's not that bad. It's from Tavares, Florida. Homeless man was arrested there by deputies after they say he was urinating on books at the public library. 24 years old, he urinated on more than $1,000 worth of books. When he was arrested and they asked him, why were you in the library peeing on all the books? He said, books make people smart. He went on to say, smart people always think they're superior to me, so screw books.
Good for him.
That's perfect logic, eh, Sam?
Yep.
Next story. See, these next two, these are the ones that just kind of give me the heebie-jeebies. Okay, first one is from Russia. A married TV presenter from Moscow took a mysterious blonde woman he met at a bar to a sauna. You can imagine they were having a nice romantic evening. She gave him a beer. They smooched. The next thing he remembers is waking up, feeling an acute pain below the waist and noticing blood. He went to the hospital, and that's when he was informed that she had perfectly castrated him. And by perfectly, I mean they say they think she must have been a surgeon or some kind of a doctor because she had beautifully removed his testicles.
Just his testicles?
Yeah, just the testicles.
So it left the wang, but...
Oh, yeah, that's right. If the wang's cut off, that's called amputation.
Okay.
Castration is where the jewels are removed.
Okay, question. Is that worse? Like, you wake up, you're in a sauna, you've been castrated. Mm-hmm. You still got the main part. You're missing mm-hmm. the other parts. Or you get your organs harvested.
Just leave me the wang. I don't care what happens. Anything else. Leave the wang. They actually say that the skin was cauterized, so this was at least a thoughtful person who, like, oh, thank you for cauterizing
the skin. Thoughtfully removed my testicles.
It could have been worse.
It turns out, though, his wife, who now knows exactly what happened, is filing for divorce.
She took the wang.
Yeah. The mistress took the jewels, and the wife always gets the wang.
Yep.
Okay, last story of the night. Listen to this headline. 400 men cut off their own testicles so they could get closer to God.
What country?
India.
Of course.
This man there, he was head of a socio-spiritual organization, told his 50 million followers to carry out castrations on themselves. And sure enough, a certain percentage of those men did it. It says here this guru, whom I will not name, is often dubbed the guru in bling. because he is estimated to be worth about $40 million. That's net worth. Has even starred in various films. And he went before his following and told them to do this, and 400 men complied.
That's nothing. He told 50 million and 400. That's like a tenth of a percent.
That's it's a small percentage and a disturbing thing. That's going to do it for our edition of the show. I thank Brian Hall, Sam Still, John Anderson, and Mobius. This is Speaking of Strange, where the unusual becomes usual. So next time we'll be at speakingofstrange.com. Sign up for the free e-newsletter and Twitter. And by the way, happy St. Paddy's. And tune in 2 weeks for a brand new one. You are commanded!
I like to make